share the women. We could share the wine. Hodgson's LA, season finale.
We could share the women. We could share the wine.
Don Wildwood back in the house.
What's going on, people? Good to be back here in downtown Los Angeles.
You're overlapping soundboards, Dalton.
Yours is louder because it's plugged into the deal.
What's a good word? What have you been? We've been doing crickets, nothing. Sitting around trying not to get arrested.
I've been working my ass off.
I find that hard to believe.
I have been, and I'm on a new mission. And actually, I'm always been on a mission, but this mission is extraordinary. It's taking me to places that I've never seen and been before. And it's just a fantastic voyage, and I'm glad to have you part of it, brother.
Oh, God. Have you been going to some kind of freaking guru? You've been going to... You've been going to some kind of Joel Osteen conventions?
It's all Tony Robbins, man. I've just been loving up the Tony Robbins. G-Town Dropout.
G-Town, you know, G, right? Dropout.
We were both presidents of the senior class. We both got in trouble, you know? So we have a lot in common, me and Mr. Robbins.
Tony Robbins was a Glendora High School dropout?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
You were as well. No, you weren't. You have.
I didn't drop out.
No. Mr. President. Mr. President, Dalton Wildwood. Well, welcome back.
Thanks,
thank you.
Brother. Brother.
Ingles freaking.
You're going to go riding later, brother.
Ingles, if you're listening, you fuck up and freaking not showing up again.
That reminds me. I got to get the Little House on the Prairie music queued up. So when we bag on Ingles, we'll have something to bag on.
Season finale.
Ladies and gentlemen, I brought my computer in today. So hopefully you can hear everything that I enjoy playing for you all.
So we're going to sit here and listen to you fuck around on your damn computer all day. Next thing you know, it's going to be some kind of dubstep music's going to be playing for the last 30 minutes of the show.
I got some dubstep for you.
Yeah, you're fucking...
I got some dubstep for you.
Season finale, kid. You know it's going to be including Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel... and Jameis Winston. That's all it seems to be in the NFL these days. Those three people.
What are you talking about? Who are these people you're talking about? I have no clue.
Yeah, you have
Fill me in.
You have no clue, right? But I want to talk about a story that seems to be under the radar to me as a football coach and a football guy. It really blows my mind. University of Iowa. This is big time football. The Hawkeyes in Iowa, they take this shit seriously.
Yeah.
Kurt Ferentz, longtime coach, like 20-something years, like almost 30 years. He's like a respected guru of the offensive line. He's being sued by his offensive coordinator, Greg Davis.
Yep.
He's suing him for legal control of the offense.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to some guy talk about this in a bar earlier today. You know, I'd like to plug our hometown bar, the Down and Out, here in downtown LA. Great sports bar, good food, which I've never had. So anyway, some drunk guy was telling me about this, so go ahead.
How dare you?
How dare I?
But he's suing for legal control of the offense. To me, this is kind of groundbreaking. Not to mention weird and awkward, because he's still the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he didn't quit.
He's citing broken promises and pain and suffering from, I quote, ridiculous and persistent philosophy and culture of chivalry. Chivalry.
Chivalry on the football field.
Why?
Jesus.
Why do you say,
if this goes through and he wins, I'd have so many lawsuits.
Yeah, really.
You know.
But the chivalry aspect of it is he's saying that Kurt Ferentz has said in meetings.
Jim Valance?
Kurt Ferentz. Who's fucking Jim Valance? Kurt Ferentz. I don't even know who that is. Kurt Ferentz.
He's the joke writer for the Oscars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Bruce Valance, you fucking fuck. I don't even know why I know that, but I do.
See, I didn't even know who the guy was. You do.
I know, right? Yeah. Who's the fool?
He played football in college.
No, he did. How do you know? And we didn't. That guy's a fucking tub.
No, I think he played at CMS. He was a Harvey Mudd student.
He looks like... Really?
Yeah.
He looks like one anyway.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
Set a standard of chivalry! Chivalry! Okay, so basically what Kurt Ferentz is saying is he doesn't want to, quote-unquote, open up the offense and play fast-paced offense because there's a standard of civility and deference to the Big Ten. Basically saying we don't like to score a lot of points in the Big Ten, so we're going to not score points because we have loyalty to the Big Ten. Okay. What kind of fucked up shit is that, CJ?
I don't know. He's smoking something funny, man. Smoking something funny up there in Iowa. Too much corn and not a less syrup.
Probably there's nothing to do up there other than football.
Yep.
And, you know, a guy like Kirk Ferentz is probably holding him back. But a guy like Kirk Ferentz is, like, buddies with Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, a guru of the offensive line. He's supposed to be... but he doesn't want to play football a certain way because we just don't do that.
We don't score the points. We don't run up the score.
We don't score points in the Big Ten.
So this offensive coordinator, what's his name?
Greg Davis. He was the offensive coordinator at Texas when Vince Young was there in 2007. All right,
so they bring up this big shot. He's told he's being able to run the offense, and then the guy steps in too much, and he's like, you know what? This isn't what I came here for.
Quit. You know what I mean? Move on. He's probably getting paid like $500,000 a year
maybe
anyway.
There's some kind of weird stipulation in the contract where if he quits, he doesn't get his money. So he wants to get his money and his way.
Yeah, really? Don't you have a sound effect for that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to play.
Seriously, I mean, that's all fucked up. It's like when you grad assistants, there was a big, and that's why at your school now, assistants can't get paid flat stipends.
Yep.
They have to get paid hourly because it was a lawsuit in like 2005 to pay GAs.
Yeah.
Standard of living. Dude, they freaking used me. I got an $8,000 stipend, all right?
Penn State.
I got an $8,000 stipend. I was working. Yeah. I was there at 5:45 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. till noon on Saturdays, and I got like a $7,000 stipend per semester. Yep. Like $14,000 a year. So it was a lawsuit, and that's why they turned it into that.
Yeah.
But do you make more or less money?
Less.
You make less.
Yeah, you figured the average stipend for a Division III assistant coach that's part time is probably about $6,000 to $8,000,
you break that down hourly though. When you're making more money hourly,
no, you're making let's say it's $6,000 spread out over 4 months. That's what, $1,700 a month.
Yeah,
right. So you're working 40 hours a week at $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's $800. That's $1,600 a month before taxes.
Yeah.
So
you're the math guy.
Yeah.
That's why I bring you in here. You're the math guy.
I hear you.
You're the numbers. The Family Feud. Mm-hmm. Gronkowski's a plan on Family Feud. I'm sick of the Gronkowskis.
Oh,
I am sick of the Gronkowskis.
This is what I think of them.
You think crickets of them?
Yeah.
You know, you say that to the guy's freaking face. The Gronkowskis are just everywhere. I'm just waiting for Gronkowski to fuck up. Another Patriot fucked up. Another Patriot fucked up. Just the other day, Brandon Spikes. Patriots just brought Brandon Spikes in. Hit and run. He hit, supposedly, this car was found, OnStar reported to the cops that he hit a deer.
Okay.
And he ran away. He left his car
deer.
There.
Oh, he left his car there, too.
No dead deer to be found. No deer blood to be found.
Yeah.
But, like, a mile down the road, a 2009 Nissan was smashed in from the rear.
Okay.
And he left. Ran away. It's like John Jones.
So someone hit him.
No, he hit someone
hit
from behind and ran away.
Oh,
what the fuck are these people thinking, just hitting someone and running away?
Yeah.
John Jones, the UFC star, did you see that? He got into a car accident, ran away, then ran back to his car to take out like $15,000 in cash, and then ran away again.
He had stashed in his car, he had $15,000.
And there's a video online, it's hilarious, because they show the video, he has like three boxes of condoms, empty.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's when you ball. You just run around with freaking condoms empty everywhere.
Yeah.
A big bag of Funyuns. This is a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
A big bag of Funyuns sitting on his freaking car. Car's registered to him. He just runs away.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. Just ran away. You gotta be, right?
Mm.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you gotta be fucked up on something.
Yeah.
Same thing with Spikes.
Yeah.
He just signed with the Patriots.
Well, he wasn't doing amphetamines or cocaine if he's eating Funyuns.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Everyone's got their tastes.
Yeah.
It's like the guy from Pat Bowlen's son, the owner of the Broncos, John Bowlen, 29 years old, one of those fucking silver spoon motherfuckers that I hate. That I hate. Kardashian Hilton motherfuckers that have all this money, and the right wing contingency, oh my God, I'm getting political already, will say, they
you
deserve
go.
It. Their
you
parents did made that money, and they deserve
Let
it.
Let us out. Let us out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And this guy, John freaking Bowlen, was taking whippets.
Whippets? Whip it good.
You have any experience with that?
No, I don't think I ever. What is a whippet?
It's nitrous oxide?
No, maybe at the dentist once, maybe. Never heard of it, though. You could do that? Really?
Well, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But his old man's dying of Alzheimer's, Pat Bowlen.
Right. So he gives him whippets?
So this guy beats up his girlfriend. okay? And he gets on the phone. She calls 911, and he snatches the phone away from her.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, this is the owner of the Denver Broncos. There's nothing to see here. He's like, I'm the blood of this city. He's like, nothing to see here, fellas. Bye-bye. Literally, that's what he said. Cops came in.
Yes.
Yeah. This is so
nothing to see here.
Motherfuckers, you know? Born on third base, think they hit a triple, just like you.
Yep.
Silver spoon in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. G-Towner. I am a silver spoon brat.
Broncos, this is the second incident. John Elway's kids. It's another one. Is that a real one?
What?
Is that a real thought?
Real?
John Elway's when? Kid. Lost my train of thought. John okay. Elway's kid grabbed his girlfriend's hair, threw her out the door. And
what?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Like 20.
Oh. Crack.
Silver spoon.
Doing crack.
Speaking of farts and Broncos, Von Miller keeps, I guess they have a fart fine jar with the Denver Broncos.
Really? Is he eating extra broccoli? And
evidently, Von Miller got fined like $20,000. Think about that shit, man. $20,000. How many months does it take me to make $20,000? Like 6 months.
For farting in meetings?
And he just farted a couple times in meetings. And he gets freaking fined $20,000.
Damn, those must be some rank-ass farts. Dude.
Oh, yeah. A big man eats a lot of protein all the time. You know?
Yep.
I still can't even fart in front of my girlfriend. It's been 6 months. Last night I went and spent the night at grandmother's house.
I had a chick who farted on me recently.
Ugh.
That was not cool.
And that was it?
That was basically it. Well, there was a couple other things, too, but that was
farted
that.
On you?
Yeah.
Sitting on your lap?
Yep.
Didn't even know it?
She was like getting up and, you know, yeah.
It happens to women after a certain age.
I know.
It happens to men after a certain age. Men just don't care.
Yeah.
But I do. So I'd rather freaking stay in bed miserably and try to like get up and go to the bathroom and sit in the bathroom for like 10 minutes and just freaking fart. But it's not worth $20,000 to me, man.
Yeah.
You know? How much? Yeah, 10 bucks maybe. How much is it worth the National Guard to make sure that these teams in the NFL are celebrating the hometown heroes? You see this shit? Some bullshit.
What?
U.S. senators are fired up about this. It's okay. John McCain. He's kind of a clown, but he's got a point.
Yeah. What's going on?
The National Guard this year spent, I don't know, I got the number written down somewhere, like $49
million. Okay, $49
million. $50 million since 2014. Yeah. They're paying teams to do these like hometown hero things. It's a marketing campaign. Okay. These teams aren't doing it from the goodness of their heart.
Really?
They're getting paid. Patriots seems to be always the freaking forefront.
Yeah, well, you follow them intently.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Well, no. What am I saying, unfortunately?
That's my chain.
Won the Super Bowl this year, CJ.
Yeah, I know. They're Super Bowl champs, dude.
They're turning me into freaking something.
Yeah, even though they cheat.
No, please. Obviously, I haven't listened to the last eight episodes.
I haven't listened to nothing. I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit about nothing.
I don't.
And Goodell came back this week. He's like, well, I'm going to give Tom Brady another chance to give up his cell phone.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Would you give up your cell phone to your employee?
No.
Never.
Never.
Never. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you? He's a hero to the union workers of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any employer can just be like, give me your cell phone.
Proud. Give me your cell phone. An American where a union's got my ass. Okay.
You ain't got your ass. Okay. You'd be lucky to be a union worker.
I'm not.
I am one.
If you were a football coach, and well, I got, you are, but there's no union to protect us. So.
And I got 2 months off, sucker. What's that say That's about crazy. That? Paid.
We still don't give women paid maternity leave like everywhere
yes,
else.
Yes, we
world.
Do.
What? Where? It's not a mandate, is it?
I'm pretty sure you have to.
Maybe like a day. I think you're allowed to take the day off to have the baby, and then you got to be back at work the next day.
I know how things.
I'm proud to be an American.
The baby's on the moon. And I'll stand up and say to you. It's like my old man. When I was born, my old man didn't leave work. Yeah. How fucked up is that? Nowadays, you never be able to get away with that.
Yeah.
But my old man stayed at work. He's like, yeah, what was it? You know, while he's doing his rigging ledges. And I'm perfectly fine. You know, and now everyone's, I don't know. I can't talk because I don't know. I don't have a kid.
Don't have a kid. No experience.
No experience.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yep. Yep.
Governor.
Well, that's the end of the show, CJ. That's all
right,
I had.
Cool. Oh, football.
You know?
What's going on in the Twitter sphere?
What's going on
NFL?
In the football? We're talking about MVPs, nothing.
Yeah. They're just.
No, there's a bunch of shit I have in here.
A bunch of crap on NFL. Crap.
Oh, the NFL Twitter is brutal to follow. You know, we care
throw
about
up in my mouth.
We care about a half a pound of PSI pressure in a football.
Mm-hmm.
But Dennis Hastert, which I know you don't know anything about, Dennis Hastert, and I'm explaining to my 12 listeners. It's up to 12 now. Actually, really? The shows that you want are up to like 50.
Really?
That's why I bring you in.
Yes.
I can tolerate you.
I promote them.
I can tolerate you for about 55 minutes in order to get some listeners. But other than that.
No gifts will fall from the sky. I'm here, little boy, you know me not to lie. A liquor fever man, wonder why. Bye.
Name the MVP trophy. Who should the MVP trophy be named after? You just tell me that earlier.
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. Only two defensive players ever won it. Who were they?
Joe Green and Sipsabia Magoo.
No, Magoo almost won it.
Yeah.
Sipsabi was, you know, came on early.
Yeah.
Two, Alan Page, who turned out to be a judge.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a judge. Turned into a judge. He was a
Judge Wapner,
defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings. And the other one, my homie LT, dog.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, yeah. MVP.
Yep.
Drug addict.
Yep. It's a hell of a drug.
It is a
hell of
a drug.
That's up.
Now,
who are, do you know the listeners? We got Student out there. What up, Stude?
John Whalen comes in from time to time.
Yeah, from Belgium or...
I got a couple derelict friends that will come in from time to time and chime in. I had one friend that was appalled that I had no idea what an Alouette was. Montreal Alouettes. Do you know what an Alouette is, CJ?
It's a part of the Canadian Football League. It was founded in 1894. Their first football game wasn't actually played till 1961. But they would just throw the ball around for, you know, the 67 years that they existed.
For 50 years, they just kind of...
they threw the ball around, and then finally they got some equipment, and they started playing. And I don't think they've won a game ever, but they're just traditionally just a fun team.
I'm looking around for a mute button on you, and I can't find one. But Montreal Alouettes, Michael Pham. Do you know what an Alouette is? I found this out because my buddy was fucking calling me out, but he's French-Canadian, so I didn't think that really counts. It's a lark. It's a bird.
Oh, that's cool. Like the sage hens.
It's like a sage hens. Yeah. I'm on a pitch of sage hens.
Mm-hmm. Alouette.
An Alouette. Michael Pham.
I get a baguette while I watch the Alouette.
I was talking about Dennis Hastert, wasn't I, for a second?
No, actually, you were talking about David Hasselhoff.
Dennis Hastert.
Yeah.
Speaker of the House, 1999 to 2007. Mm-hmm. It's a tie-in. Mm-hmm. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Longest Republican Speaker of the House. Okay, this fucker was found out. He was bribing. Mm-hmm. He was before he became the speaker of the house. He became a congressman. He was a high school wrestling coach and football coach,
mm-hmm.
very much similar to myself.
Yeah,
and he diddled a boy. He had sexual relations.
What exactly is diddling?
I don't know, grabbing fucking balls and sitting on, having 15-year-old boys sit on your lap and shit. I can't even really fathom what that is. So I just prefer to like put my head in the sand and call it diddling. Put my head in the sand like a sage hen and just use the word diddling. He was diddling a little boy. A little boy, 15-year-old boy. So it's you know, in my opinion, it's a two-way street. That all does not make it any better. Right. Believe me.
Get this over with, please. Yeah.
But he was bribed. This guy bribed him for $3 million.
Yeah.
This is the third most powerful man in the country. If the president and the vice president get killed in some kind of nuclear assault or some kind of, you know, mm-hmm. the president of the United States is the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And you talk to people about this and they have no idea. But if you say who, you know, Caitlyn Kardashian or Caitlyn Jenner is.
No.
Everybody. Not. Bruce Jenner. You know, Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner.
You know that?
No. What happened? You get in a car accident or something?
He's transgender now.
Nice. I got gender-neutral bathrooms in my office.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Men, gender-neutral in the middle, and women on the right.
Do you do that all throughout Pomona College?
I use gender-neutral all the time because it's a single bathroom, and it's usually clean.
Single-stall bathroom.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bathroom.
Does it have a tampon disposable thing in there?
But it definitely...
but it's cleaner?
It works.
You stain up
I've tested it.
The bathroom works. Anyway. anyway, whoa, hey.
All right, back to David Hasselhoff.
Bruce Jenner. You know, Bruce Jenner was a football player.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He got hurt. He's at Graceland University.
Track guy recruited him.
And the track coach recruited him, and then he becomes the greatest athlete of the world.
Yeah, some drunk guy told me that at the Down and Out tonight. So that was great.
That's the thing, man. I got to stop spoiling my material because I tell you everything you fucking know about everything.
Oh, you were the drunk guy?
Oh, that was the guy. That was the guy.
Oh, it's on every talk radio show in America.
What is?
This.
Is it really?
Yeah.
CJ in the morning. The Don't Wildwood in the morning show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Turn on your radio. Tune it up because we got some great stuff going on today. So just rock and roll.
The NFL and its infinite wisdom pressures Tony Romo, of all people, to cancel a fantasy football. I guess there was a fantasy football event in Vegas. It was supposed to bring in 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Gronkowski was going to be there. Le'Veon Bell, all these different people. The NFL doesn't want them doing it in Vegas because they're afraid to tie themselves in with Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you there'll never be a team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But what do you think these guys are going to do? They're going to meet someone in the back alley and be like, I'm going to start throwing games.
Yeah.
I'm going to start going because I'm in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, the element.
And the Vegas, they were calling, it's fucked up. They were calling the guy's parents. Evidently, they got in contact with Tony Romo's dad and Gronkowski's dad. I'm like, don't let your son do this in Las Vegas.
Wow.
It's going to be corrupt in the NFL. I just got back from Laughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much Vegas for old people.
Yeah.
I should have had my fanny pack on and my Vietnam veteran hat.
A lot of bikers out there. Did you see a lot of bikers, a lot of motorcycles? And
yeah.
Yeah.
I have no tolerance for motorcycle gangs either, to be honest with you. Even though I'm, you know, it's like fucking.
So you live in gangland USA, dude, so, but none of them are on motorcycles. They're just on feet.
Yeah, but, like, you know, middle-aged white men with freaking colors and patches, you know. It's like, hey, we're going to meet up and we're all going to wear the same patch. You know, these dudes couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. I'm sure a lot of them
can. That's why they team up, though.
I'm sure a lot of them can. They all carry switchblades and shit.
Yeah, and locks on the end of chains, like the big brawl that went down in Texas where 9 dudes were shot by the cops.
And the cops were there that whole time.
I know. But I guess a couple of the dudes had, like, locks on the end of their chains that they were swinging around to dudes to bang them. Bang him in the head and whatnot. Very medieval.
Yeah, middle-aged fucking men, you know, guys in their 50s and 40s, 50s and 60s. We're on motorcycle my game. We're all going to get patches. We're all going to fight people.
They get a high on drugs and they take on the world, man.
Yeah, they all get a high on something.
Yep.
I can't drive a motorcycle anymore.
Don't be hating.
Kid, I can't. No, I love to do it. It's fun as hell, but I had a scooter.
Go ahead.
I had a scooter, and I dropped the thing twice, man. I imagine the thing had some real power.
Yeah, I've gone over the handlebars on a Harley and on a scooter, so I'm just, you know, I learned my lesson.
Oh, okay. If I didn't have a helmet on when I dropped off that motor scooter, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing.
I like Vespas. Vespas are cool.
This Vespa's the same thing as a scooter.
Yeah.
You know.
We are the mods. We are the mods. We are the mods.
What is that, from Quadrophenia?
Quadrophenia, yep.
Yeah, I tried watching that movie not too long ago. I couldn't even get through it. I'm a Who fan.
It's a long movie. It's a really long movie.
It's just so odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of freaking.
Bebop baloobie, she's my baby.
Speaking of transgender, your boy Pete Townsend was a freaking transgender. Your boy Pete Townsend's gay, is he not?
I think he's bisexual.
Isn't that the same thing? In the gay community, the gays actually look down on bisexuals. They consider them deviants.
Really?
The pot calling the kettle black.
No, dude.
What did you know?
I just think it's all good.
Yeah? Yeah.
Whatever, do what you want, man.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. Do what you want. It doesn't matter to me.
Just the more gay dudes there are, the more available women there is. So come on. Loosen up, brah.
Hey, brah. That's one way of looking. Brah. It's one way of looking at
brah,
it.
Brah, 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 brah.
Chris Long, defensive lineman for the St. Louis Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these types of things, too. I just hate everything. I hate everything. Chris Long, you know, gene pool, fucking big, huge Howie Long's kid, cut from stone, went out and pretended like he was a homeless man in St. Louis. Out of the goodness of his heart, but he had ESPN follow him around. I hate that self-serving bullshit to show the plight of the homeless man. Like, somebody's going to be walking down the street and see this big fucking well-groomed mountain of a man with, you know, perfect fucking skin and give him money. He's like, I'm just trying to raise awareness for homelessness.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't aware of homelessness. homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same thing with the breast cancer shit. It's like people don't know that that's going
but that's
on.
That's the NFL and the image they're trying to make for themselves.
Yeah, you know? And then they take the finest citizen and they rake him across the coals for letting air out of the balls. You're a ball boy, no?
I know, and I used to do it for the teams. I did it too, but, you know, I got paid extra on the side for doing it.
No
way. I think
way.
My first time I deflated a ball, I was six, and I got $14 for doing it. And I can't mention the small college I was working at. But,
CMC. I'll mention it. Claymont McKenna, motherfucker.
No, this is Citrus.
Hey! You're not giving out any secrets here. Well, they could go back easily.
This is back in the 1950s when I was real young.
Like letting air of a ball is going to make you a freaking better team.
No, they won.
It's a witch hunt. Drew Bledsoe said it himself. It's a witch hunt against the Patriots and Tom. And everyone's going to have egg on their face when this whole thing's over with.
What's up with the secondary for the Patriots?
Stinks right now.
Oh, my jeez Louise.
I know, and Belichick's supposed to be a secondary guy. I don't get this shit.
Yeah.
I know I could sit here and bitch about Belichick, but I you know, still going to have like a 6-8 month period, grace period after they win the Super Bowl. Win the Super Bowl to let them, you know, enjoy the fruits of their labors.
What inspired you to wear that Public Enemy t-shirt tonight?
Public Enemy, number one. What inspired me? Chuck D.
Is it something you just had on a pile of t-shirts and you just said, oh, it's his turn to wear it? Or did you pull
pretty
it out
much,
of like...
kid.
Yeah.
My place is a fucking zoo. You want to get personal, man? Oh, kid. You know, I'm spending all this time in other people's places and my squalor. If anything, all right, make this promise to me right now, CJ. If I freaking die tonight, you go into my place and freaking make it look presentable in case my parents, because it looks like a fucking madman lives there.
All right. Are you still sleeping on a blow-up mattress, or do you got a real bed?
I got a real bed, which I bought off Amazon.
That's right. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and they put it in a little box.
Really?
And you open up the box, and you just slice the plastic, and it's...
Really?
Yeah, all the... It's really made for, like, you know, Camp Wakuda and shit, you know?
You like your Boy Scout camp. Yet. You haven't got a real bed. You haven't got a real bed.
Are you going to put this out there for my 12 listeners?
Well, dude, you know, if I ever have to pass out there and you sleep on the floor, you know, I want to make sure I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I'll let you sleep on one of my flea-ridden freaking love seats. One of those things. Score in the basketball game. We got anything?
Let me look it up. You continue talking, and I'll look.
I went to go... I went to go see The Cult on Thursday night. You know the band, The Cult.
Mm-hmm.
Says on the ticket, 7:30, show starts, San Manuel Casino. NBA Finals is going on, watching the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
They say, oh, the bartender goes, oh, these guys don't go on until 8:15. I'm like, all right, game goes into overtime, it's like 8:30. I go in to watch The Cult after the game. They play two songs from 8:30 to 8:45. I'm like, thank you, good night.
Yep.
$40 for two songs. Mm-hmm. I'm done with concerts. I'm not going to any more concerts.
Yeah. You got gypped.
Yeah.
Cavaliers 72, Warriors 66 with 6:49 left in the fourth quarter.
Hey, CJ Rob. Sorry, I can't get rid of it.
72-66, 6 minutes left.
72-66, 6 minutes
Cavaliers.
Left.
Cavaliers. What is a Cavalier?
Cavalier is like a pirate almost, isn't it?
Is it?
No, I should say it's a pirate.
It
I think
car.
It's like a speaking of chivalry, and the Cavalier, like, I don't know. It's probably another French fucking thing. What do I care about the Cavaliers?
What do you care?
I don't care about the Cavaliers.
I
don't care about nothing.
Nothing.
Especially the Red Sox right
Red
now.
Red Sox, go Sox.
It's a fucking football show when I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Football show.
You see that lady almost get killed yesterday?
No, what
the
happened?
The Red Sox game?
What?
Yeah, they said she almost get killed. A broken bat, splinted, caught her right in the fucking squash.
Whoa.
Split her head open. Life-threatening.
Ah.
You know, dude. Similar thing.
I saw a guy catch a bat with his one hand.
Really?
At a game, and he was going for some chick's head, and he, like, snagged it, and he held his beer in one hand, didn't spill it, and he was, like, probably halfway between first base and right field.
I'm surprised that shit don't happen all the time. One of these days, he's just going to impale someone.
You got to pay attention.
You do have to pay attention.
You know?
Well, what about that girl in that hockey game in, like, 2002? Was it a, I think it was, like, a Columbus Blue Jacket game.
Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they're a hockey team.
Is that Division Two or are they
No, NHL. It just stank.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Puck goes in the crowd.
Is it snow in Ohio?
Yeah. I haven't spent much time there, but yes, it snows quite a bit. Puck went in the stands, hit a 13-year-old girl in the head, killed her.
Oh, geez. Come on.
What do you think the family got out of it? Throw a dollar amount on how much you think the family got out of it.
$14 million.
$1 million. $1.2 million.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess when you buy the ticket, it's like a tacit agreement that you just, you could lose your life. Oh, that's so inappropriate. Oh, Dalton. Is that a Pac-Man noise?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're hearing things.
I am hearing things.
All right, so what's going on in the world of football? I have no clue.
You have no clue? That was exasperated. That was passive-aggressive.
What?
They're finally doing it. You saw the plans for the stadium in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
You still don't believe it?
I don't. Not until they get a team here. That's, for all we know, it's for a new soccer club.
Do yourself a favor. You can pull it up right now. Do yourself a favor and look at the stadium that this Stan Greinke guy's building with Walmart money behind him.
Okay, Los Angeles Stadium is the working title for a proposed 75,000-seat football stadium, the centerpiece of a 600-acre entertainment district in Industry, California.
No. Right. What are you using, web crawler?
Google. Lycos? I put LA Football Stadium.
And that was the first thing that came up.
Well, the picture, and then, yeah, totally. Farmers Field, San Diego Chargers Stadium.
No. The one right by the airport there. The one in Irvine.
No, Inglewood.
Inglewood, excuse me.
Yeah.
Irvine's the one that Al Davis
wants. Here's a website, Los Angeles Stadium. Easy access for over 15.5 million fans at the heart of Southern California. And this,
well, on your free time, I know you don't have a lot of that these days. $1.8 billion stadium. This guy's financing on his own. They got all these pictures out there.
This is the first website, Los Angeles Stadium, and this is the one in Irwindale or Industry.
Industry,
yeah,
really? They're still fighting that shit.
Yeah,
not happening. The one that Stan Greinke's building for the Rams is happening.
Is in Inglewood.
$1.8 billion. How about Yahoo spending $20 million to broadcast the Bills-Jaguar game from London? $20 million to show a freaking shit football game. You know, a game that really no one cares about on a Sunday other than people from Jacksonville and Buffalo.
Dude, people fly from all over Europe to go to this game. I had guys miss a game that I was coaching because they wanted to go to this damn game in London.
So they missed a game?
Yeah, they missed playing one of my games.
Really? Did you come down on them? Did you find them?
What?
Did you find them?
No, because there were guys that I worked for.
Oh, really? They were the brass of the organization?
Yeah, what can you do?
They skipped a game to go watch a freaking NFL game?
It was like a game that they didn't care about. No one cared about because we were going to win by 50 anyway. So,
did you end up winning by 50?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I went and took a nap for the second half because I was like, all right, thanks, guys.
Because you were hung over on the sideline. Did you call plays over there? Call defense or offense?
Yeah, for the first three games I did, and then I trained one of my defensive coaches who wanted to be defensive coordinator. I put him in charge of it because he was on the field as a safety. So he would I would basically give the base defense, and then he would call the audibles.
Oh, the checks. That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
I think the coaches should let players call a lot more of the plays.
Yeah, I mean,
if you got the kid who can do it.
Yeah,
they're the ones seeing it.
Exactly.
Let them go. That's the way they did it for 50 years in NFL football, and then all of a sudden everybody became, so power hungry.
Yeah.
So much control. Yeah. They want to control everything. They all let the quarterbacks call plays.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
It takes the pressure off you.
Yep.
It's like getting back to Iowa, segue, bringing it back. Mm-hmm. Head coach Kirk Ferentz and the previous offensive coordinator who's joining in on this lawsuit, I forgot to mention, a guy named Kenny O'Keefe.
And isn't Hasselhoff involved with this somehow?
Hasselbeck?
David Hasselhoff?
No, David Hasselhoff is not.
For some reason, I thought he was alumni of Iowa or something.
He might be.
Okay.
Anyway, Kenny O'Keefe was the offensive coordinator, and Kirk Ferentz, after a game, says, losing builds character, so you can thank Kenny for having us lose this game. And I don't know if I read this right or not, but the players tried to literally piss on this guy, Kenny O'Keefe. They all whipped their dicks out and tried to piss on him.
Go ahead.
What is that? Is that Little House in the Prairie?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What is it, Bonanza? What is that, Little House in the Prairie?
Little House in the Prairie. So go ahead.
Ingles isn't even fucking here. What does it have to do with anything?
I was just giving you background music while you told your story.
Thank you. Well, it all started with Johnny Manziel. See that shit? Oh, trying to bring you back in. Those Zips are going to freaking...
Distraction, Jackson. All right, so you're talking about Iowa, David Hasselhoff.
Talk about Johnny Manziel and... now, David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Does that matter? What does any of it matter? I'm just going to sit here and fucking pound Budweiser's and stare at you. Have a staring contest. No, you're not a beatboxing contest. A staring fucking contest.
Go ahead.
Mike Sherman.
David Hasselhoff,
Mike Sherman.
Iowa. Manziel's brother.
Mike Sherman, former head coach of the Green Bay Packers,
mm-hmm.
former head coach of Texas A&M Aggies,
mm-hmm.
is now the head coach of the Nauset Regional High School in Cape Cod, in
really?
Orleans, Cape
yes.
Cod. I like watching these. I think it should be mandatory that these quote-unquote great coaches, not saying Mike Sherman's a great coach, mm-hmm. should go back and coach mm-hmm. at the high school level. Mm-hmm. Take a sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
Like your radical. Boy Roger Caron. Okay. I'm going to sabbatical. I'm going to go teach at the Pheasant School.
So you know he's going to listen to this episode now and he's going to call you up and be like, why are you making fun of me, man?
No, he won't.
I know.
I'm not making fun of him. But I mean, just saying, these guys should
I'm
go
just in. Putting words in your mouth.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Sabbatical. David Hasselhoff. Come on. Come back.
I'm officially flustered. You see, speaking of flustered, Manziel and his water bottle, he freaking got in a fight with a 17-year-old kid or an 18-year-old kid at a PGA event.
Really?
He ended up chucking his water bottle at the kid.
Oh, the kid called him out for being a douchey-douche or something?
No, I guess the kid was harassing him and he wouldn't sign an autograph. I don't know why he wouldn't sign an autograph. But,
was he a spectator or was he playing?
He was a spectator.
Okay.
And there was some event and he started razzing Manziel and he was like, you're never going to play in the NFL anyways. And Manziel threw his water bottle at him. What'd you say to me?
Whoa. Do you think that's on the internet? Manziel freak out?
I don't know. I don't think TMZ's putting friggin' cameras in golf courses in upstate Ohio, but.
Yeah, they might.
They might. Mm-hmm. Jersey sales. This is what we're talking about in the offseason. We're sitting here talking about jersey sales. By the way, I was sitting watch anything about Allen Iverson.
Okay.
I want to read that book about Iverson. I watched a little bit.
He's into fishing now, I heard.
Is he?
Yeah, it's a big fishing boat, like a bass boat, and he loves to fish.
I was watching the Showtime special on Allen Iverson. That fool was crunked.
Crunked?
They said he was drunk during that infamous, we talk about practice.
Oh, he was a little tipsy, huh?
He was hammered.
Really?
He denies it, but say he went out with his boy. But the big thing is about Allen Iverson bringing it back because this is a football show, damn it, Dalton.
He said
he wanted to play DB for Notre Dame. He said if he did not get in trouble with that bowling alley fight, he was going to go play football at Notre Dame. Huh. And then he got arrested for having that brawl in the bowling alley fight. You could probably pull that up, but you don't have time right now.
Yeah,
it took me forever. And the only one to let him on a scholarship was John Thompson from Georgetown.
Really?
And then he goes out and has his NBA career.
That's crazy, dude.
It is crazy.
I didn't even think that stuff could even happen anymore in these times.
What do you mean?
I have no idea.
What couldn't happen anymore in these times?
Whatever you were talking about. All right, so what's going on in the world of football?
Harumph. CJ. Top jersey sales, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking blew me away. It didn't blow me away, but it made me say.
Let me guess.
Who?
Let me guess. Top jersey sales, number one.
You wouldn't even guess. You probably didn't know who this is.
Whoa,
dropped your fucking microphone.
Sorry, I didn't drop it.
Give me a name. Go.
It.
Who's the number one jersey sale in the NFL?
Tom Brady.
No, number three. Still number three because
right.
you know,
number one jersey would be defensive guy, offensive guy.
Never played a snap in the NFL, offensive guy.
Oh, Tim Tebow. Mm. Oh, he played one snap.
Good guess, but he's not even in the top 10.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, Mariota.
Number one jersey sale. That's what I've been saying. Well, I don't know why these people don't take these guys. He's just going to at least make money. It's like Manziel, you're going to make money off of his jersey sale, although he's not in the top 10. Number one, Mariota. Number two, Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no standard anymore?
Yeah, there's no standard.
There is no standard.
No.
Is there no standard anymore?
Yes. What are their numbers?
What song?
What are their numbers?
Pantera.
Okay.
Mariota, I don't know. Fucking two, three. It's all single digits these days.
All right.
We're living in a day and age.
We're
in this day and age where freaking fat kids, D-Lyman, all wearing single digit numbers nowadays. How many Sage and D-Lyman did you have single digits? At least two.
We had Donahue, who wore number one.
Ugh.
And we had
that's obnoxious.
We had that's it. All I can remember.
Number one,
remember this.
Number one, Marcus Mariota. Number two, Jameis Winston. Number three, Sir Tom Brady. Okay. Four, Russell Wilson.
Was he knighted by the Queen? Is that why you call
him
New
England? He was knighted in New England.
I mean, maybe I'm missing
something.
No,
he wasn't.
All right, so he's not Sir.
In my book, he is.
He is.
Call me Sir, damn it.
You would wash his feet?
I had to think about that, but no.
Oh? No. You would wash his feet?
No, I would wash his feet.
Would you anoint his feet?
I mean, just splash water on his feet?
Maybe with some olive oil.
Splash water on his Uggs.
Rub his feet.
You know, he's an
Uggs. Would you give him a pedicure?
No, fuck you. I wouldn't give anyone a pedicure.
Right. Not even your girlfriend?
And I certainly wouldn't be walking around open-toed shoes if I had toenails like yours. We're walking around L.A.
There's nothing wrong with my toenails.
You're walking around like an old lady. I have to stop every half a block.
Shy because you have corns on your feet, dude. You're afraid to show them.
Every freaking 2 feet, I have to stop it. Oh, you okay, Dalton?
Shut up.
You okay? I look down your feet. I'm like, you. And I turn my head.
Dude, just because you have to wear those special shoes so your corns pop through the holes, dude.
Bunions, my friend.
Bunions and corns.
Bunions.
Bunions and corns.
I don't even know what a corn is.
It's on the coach's feet.
I just figured out what a bunion was not even that long ago, but I don't know what a corn is. Yeah. But I certainly wouldn't be
wearing... you like picking on your bunions, right?
I certainly wouldn't be walking around open-toed shoes if I had digits like yours.
What do you mean? I have beautiful feet, dude. Beautiful feet. Everybody look at my feet. See? They're beautiful.
So I had to walk behind you on the way over here. I almost flat-tied you, and I thought you were going to freaking stumble up over me. You've blown your Achilles, haven't you?
No. Okay. I just ruptured it a little bit the second year because I was too fat, training too hard.
Number 6, Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of the Gronkowskis, but hey. 7, Kaepernick. 8, Dez Bryant, woman beater. 9, Aaron Rodgers. 10, Peyton.
Peyton's number 10. Wow.
Yeah.
Is he going to play again?
Yeah. Probably play another 3 years.
Really?
I think the team's going to stink.
He's like 60, isn't he?
I think the team's going to stink worse than your feet. Excuse me. He's the same age as I am. He's 38 years old.
Wow. He's just taking a beating.
In the prime of his life.
He should grow a beard like yours.
I know. Isn't this shit ridiculous? I'm fucking...
You have a mouse trap in there, don't you?
I'm taking a weed whacker to this shit. And
dude,
I know. I've been saying that.
Just trim it.
I have trimmed it.
No.
You're gonna sit here and tell me how to groom.
Dude, look at my trim beard, dude.
I do like what you do with your hair, though.
You like it all slick.
Yeah. Very nice.
Fade going.
Kind of gorilla glue you put on there.
Yeah. It's called.
I'm the blood.
Rogaine.
I'm the blood of the city. You ever use that Rogaine? By the way,
yes.
That's your personal.
Yeah.
It's work?
It makes your hair fuller and brings my my hair back blonde, so I still look like I have a bald spot.
Like wispy fucking newborn hair. Huh?
Totally like baby's hair.
Baby. San Francisco 49er Anthony Davis, offensive tackle, 25 years old.
Yeah.
15 Budweiser's later, retiring from the NFL for health reasons. Yet again, one of those guys who freaking... retiring for health reasons.
Nearly a quarter of the European Union's population has tried an illicit substance at least once. Just thought you'd know that.
What is an illicit substance? Isn't alcohol considered an illicit substance?
Yes. It shows a person smoking a joint and she has LSD written on her head.
Really?
Yep.
LSD written on her head.
Yeah, and a little hat, funky hat she has on.
Didn't you go out with her for a little bit?
Yeah, I gave her that hat.
She'd live with you.
No.
Didn't the girl from sleepaway camp live with you? I tried to tell someone that story not that long ago.
I can't legally talk about that.
But it's true. I think she did.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you off the hook on that one. Because I'm trying to tell someone.
I'm still friends with her and her brother. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah.
In sleepaway camp 10.
Hey, her brother might be. He's a good dude.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, bud. Has nothing to do with anything, CJ.
Nothing to do with nothing. Just an old time country song.
Is that David Allan Coe?
I just made it up.
Oh, you go, Dalton.
We got the coach on the mic, and it's time for Hard Yards. Get on around the radio.
Maybe I have a puking fucking. I think I have a puking fan of my fucking.
I got my Budweiser in my red and white can.
Proud to be an American on the red, white, and blue, and I will stand up. Barry Sanders.
Oh, we got
signed a urinal.
Signed a urinal?
Yeah, guy wheeled in a urinal that was evidently from the old Ford Field.
Okay.
I know, the guy probably spent thousands of dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
He brought in this old urinal and he had Barry Sanders sign it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'd put it in my... Well, what did he use to sign it? And is it in an area where you're not going to pee on it?
No, the guy put some kind of coating on the top.
Yeah.
You know, he wheeled it in and he signed it right in the top.
Matt Damon.
What about Matt Damon?
I just saw a picture of him.
So you just had to yell that out?
Yeah. NFL's top triplets.
Triplets? What do you mean?
I don't know. That's what it says on their Twitter. I'm investigating that right now. Steelers, Packers, Seahawks possess top triplets for 2015.
What the fuck is a triplet? I mean, like running back, quarterback, like the whole thing?
Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, Joe Montana, Roger Craig, and Jerry Rice. That's the top two.
That's top talk radio fodder.
Talk radio fodder.
Fodder. Well,
Peyton Manning, no Sean Marino, and Demaryius Thomas was number seven. Tom Brady, Lawrence Maroney, and Randy Moss is number five on the list.
Of all time?
Damashek's sweetest 16 triplets of the Super Bowl era.
Lawrence Maroney makes that list. It's amazing. Yeah. They have no idea who the running back is going to be for the Patriots again this year. And they keep telling us that Aaron Dobson's going to turn the corner this year. And the Patriots are, there's supposedly some kind of mutual interest between Wes Welker and the Patriots. Yeah. How many 5'9 white boy wide receivers can the Patriots sign without somebody yelling foul on this?
I don't know. I think 14.
Three. I'll tell you the answer. Dalton?
Please do.
Three. I think that was a real one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was squirted through.
Oh, sick.
What a fucking podcast. I'm going to sit here and listen to you fucking fake fart and hit fucking.
Well, this is what everybody's going to hear, though.
Crickets.
We can track him down, and then we can take care of the source.
He's the best color man in the business. If I can find someone who's going to sit here and...
Boo!
You're booing! I'll hit you back with clapping.
Thank you. I'd like to present this trophy to my beautiful wife for giving me support all these years and sticking with me through the tough times and the trials and tribulations that we have all been through. So thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, dude. We got like 10, 13 more minutes of the show.
We have seven minutes left.
Seven?
I'm going to sit here and cry because I've been fucking listening to you for the last 50 plus, 45 plus. Do you freaking, what is that supposed to be? Star Jones from The View? That one wasn't real either.
Speaking
of shit in the bed, they're saying Tim Tebow's not throwing that well. I'm a little surprised.
Really?
No, I'm not surprised.
But didn't he get drafted or picked up?
By the Eagles. Really? Your boy Chip Kelly.
Jeez, my boy.
Yeah. No, he's my boy.
Your boy.
He's not my boy. I've told that
freaking
story about me almost fighting him. And
yeah. All right, so go back to what you were saying earlier about Hasselhoff at Iowa, something to do with Manziel and chicken wings.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, you were talking about him earlier.
Give up your phone, CJ. Give up your phone.
I'm blowing up.
I'd be afraid to look at your fucking phone. It's probably the sleepaway camp's woman's freaking...
Hold on, let's listen.
This is the Fraud Detection Center calling to verify recent activity on your Pacific Western Bank.
Okay, I better take this.
No, it's not. They're just questioning the freaking...
No, I know.
Hold on. Oh, God.
What? I wanted to make sure because I want to use my card later to get food, you know?
I got you. It's part of the deal. You're coming in, I'll buy you a taco. That's the whole fucking shtick. You drive me home. I'll buy you tacos. Everything's good.
No, we want to go to Kohl's, I thought.
I'll give you some money to go to Kohl's. Downtown L.A., French dip sandwiches.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. Unusual activity. This is scary stuff, dude.
I get them all the time.
Well, because I went to AMPM.
Oh.
And it didn't work when I was at AMPM.
It didn't work?
Yeah.
Oh. So what are they saying?
Go ahead. Continue on with the show. Don't mind me.
I'll just sit here and ramble until... Dalton Wildwood comes off the freaking phone. He's still on hold, aren't you?
Yeah, no, they're talking to me. They're giving me what I just did, and they want to make sure, you know.
What'd you do? Prostitutes?
This is an authorized charge. Press one.
What was it?
I ordered some stuff off the internet. It's private.
Yeah, I'm sure it is private. So I'm going to French tickle you fucking using on yourself.
Ooh, another charge for $3.99.
At AMPM. Probably a tin of fucking grizzly dip. You fucking dip.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, I know. You haven't been paying attention the whole goddamn time. That's the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Something's going on here on my banking, dude.
Why would they take your bank account? You have no money in it anyways.
I do.
How much? $500 tops.
Oh, now I got to talk to somebody.
Uh-oh. Put them on the air. I don't know if that's legal.
Stick only right. four more minutes
we'll listen to see the Dolphins. The transaction.
Just go on about David Hasselhoff and everything, you know.
Let's just keep talking about David Hasselhoff and his extreme DUI. What is extreme DUI?
I don't know. He was eating a sandwich at the same time.
Him and Braylon Edwards and the extreme DUIs.
Yeah.
This is it, man.
This is it.
This is how I'm going to go out in season two, listening to you and your fucking bank transactions. You know?
All right.
It's kind of let down. Oh, it's fine now. And you're putting on speakerphone.
Put on speakerphone. This is the music that they provide for you.
It's not like something you would DJ.
Thank you for all the
things. Oh, no. I was serious. Best.
Oh. Hey, Jose, it's Christopher James Robertson.
Oh, he did back away from the microphone in case somebody was like, oh. Well, good. Good riddance. Get out of here. Get out of here. Tony Hollywood, season two. Last one. Go. Get you and your 10-cent haircut out of here. I can.
Hey, screw you. I hate this show.
Yeah. Well, then. Yeah, football show. He's telling this fucking guy that he's talking to in India who's pretending like he's some kind of... Oh, yes, sir. I don't even know what I have left. Cheyenne, this is the last one of the season. I'm glad you don't have to wait for me the next 2 months. That'll be it. I got to go piss again. And now I'm flustered because this fucking retard is sitting there taking fucking phone calls from everything. That's it. Follow us on Twitter at HajadsLA. And there's some other bullshit, too. Oh, and I wanted to give a couple of congratulations. My boy Jason Rose having his first kid. I know it means nothing to one of my three listeners, so it's 33%. Congratulations on that. And mad props to my boy Cleo Fredette. And wherever he may be. So that's it. End of season two. We will be back at the beginning of August to tell about more shit and more trials and tribulations of Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow. I'm out. For Dalton Wildwood, later.